Logo Man, Patch Auto, one of one, Luka Doncic. Boom!
She told me that with great power comes great responsibility. Wait, what? How do you know that? Uncle Ben said it.
What's up and welcome to Hoops and Cards. I'm Gary. I'm your host. It's great to be with you as we begin to wrap up the year 2022. Hoops and Cards for basketball card collectors and investors around the world. Maybe you know we're part of the Basketball Forever podcast network. We're excited to partner with many others across this great hobby and industry. What is it? A place for collectors? Yeah. I hope you've got some cards that you love this year, or you're looking to find players and products that you're interested in buying. We'll talk about some of that stuff. We always do. That's how I got back into this personally, was just wanting to collect players and follow the NBA with my home team, with the Cleveland Cavaliers. Even though I'm wearing a 76ers, got to represent the 76ers and the Illadelph, all of our Tyrese Maxey fans out there. Hope he gets well soon. You guys, that micro fracture in his foot, like that's taken a little bit. That's taken some time. So he's out. In fact, one of the frustrating things for NBA teams for sure, and for sports card collectors and investors this season, has been the up and downs, the injuries, the players that maybe you bought into and you said, this guy looks great. And everybody else, you know, in this hobby recommended buying LaMelo Ball. And then he was out for the first, you know, almost 2 months. Now he's back playing great basketball, looking good. But there's still guys like Anthony Davis, Tyrese Maxey, Desmond Bain, Cade Cunningham, like out for the season, players that we just love. And today on Hoops and Cards, we're going to talk a little bit about some of our end of the year shout outs. I want to give thanks and wish you guys a happy holiday. Merry Christmas, wherever you're at in the world. We have so much to be thankful for. And it's been a great year. You guys, it's been a great year. Even though the market, the cards maybe you bought 6 months ago aren't worth what you had hoped they'd be, you bought those cards at the end of last basketball season and you're waiting for what's around the corner. You're waiting for Christmas Day with all those like globally televised games for the NBA. They pick some of their marquee teams and we'll talk about those games and some players to watch. But also the new year, the all-star push into February, the playoff race, the MVP chase, you know, all those things, those could have gone into, you know, why I bought the players I did. For sure, I try to be, you know, as much as I love doing this for fun, I also like making a little money on the side and want to add value to those of you trying to do that. You know, we partner with several companies or like content creators really that help in the hobby, help you get the resources you need, like nooffseason.com and their premium content, like Sports Card Investor and their Market Movers app, like other podcasts that we love to listen to and learn from all the time, like Slab Stocks and Card Talk and Pack to the Future and Luca's Tigers and Bronze. There's so many great options. Hoops and Cards, here we focus mostly on basketball, on the NBA. And you'll hear talk about players that are breaking out and playing better than they ever have or getting more opportunities than they ever have. Shout out Emmanuel Quickley these last few games. Duh, he's a starter. Somebody needs to like permanently recognize that and start him if it's alongside Brunson. Fine. Like we follow and track with the NBA, you guys. We track with, Pascal Siakam had 52 points the other night. And that's just in line with the kind of MVP caliber season that he's having. Here's a guy that has been relatively healthy this year after being injured for at least half of last season or a chunk of the beginning of the season, you know. But the question could be, hey, he's playing great on the court, but what is it doing, number one, for his team? Like, do the Raptors have a playoff chance? It's not looking great. And then what about his card values? You know, if I buy a Pascal Siakam card, you have heard me talk about him. I like him as a player. We like to break down and process together and learn from each other. It is not just Gary here sitting in his 76ers dispensing wisdom and like all this knowledge, like I know the future and, you know, what a player is going to do and who's going to stay healthy. I I kind of dabbled in buying Anthony Davis cards over the last month or so, and I'm glad I didn't. I bought a very cheap raw Panini Anthony Davis rookie and sent it to PSA at the $15, you know, grading rate, just in case, right? And I enjoy him as a player, Lakers as a team, but yeah, I'm glad. I get nervous about investing in players that have certainly chronic injuries, guys that have been out for a long time. Zion Williamson is, I mean, in the process of proving us wrong. In fact, at Hoops and Cards, you will scroll back into some of our previous episodes. You new listeners, you need to do this. Scroll back into our previous episodes all the way back to March of 2021, and you'll see a couple of recurring themes. One is the Basketball Cards 101 series, where we talk about basic things that are just great for you to know, introductory level or foundational level essentials for you as a collector or investor and what's out there in basketball cards. So Basketball Cards 101. But then also, you'll see about every 3-4 weeks, maybe sometimes it's every 3 or 4 episodes, we were doing five buys, usually 5 players to buy or 5 types of cards to look at. Right now, leaning into what they could be doing in the next 3 to 6 weeks, and a chance for a quick flip or a chance for a long-term, hey, I bought it when it was really a good deal and I love this player or this card and I'm going to sell it maybe in the future. I may just keep it for a long time because I like that player. Usually our 5 buys list, you know, if I were to come on here today, December 22nd or 3rd, whenever you're listening to this, come on here today and say like, yeah, the 5 buys, let me count it down. And I would rattle off names like LaMelo Ball, Zion Williamson, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, Nikola Jokic, maybe Jason Tatum, maybe Pascal Siakam. You know, there's a lot of guys whose card markets have room to grow, and Donovan Mitchell being another one. They could go up in the next, I'm especially thinking of the All-Star game, 6 or 7 weeks. Those players, you have a chance to flip and make some money on. I say that based on personal experience. And using the Market Movers app, I go back in and I look at, you know, you can't just limit yourself to the timeframes they have, like 30 days, 90 days, 360 days. Like you can actually set, if you wanted to go back all, you know, the last 3 years, what has the Zion card market done, right? What has the Anthony Edwards rookie card market done? And you can see for some of these players, a jump in February because there was a spotlight on them, All-Star, All-Star game, All-Star MVP. All-star snub, you know, sometimes the snubs get them or like, why did that guy get in? And, you know, sometimes it's because other players were injured and things, but you'll see that's kind of why I'm recommending that. I've seen the market rise. I've seen players' cards and interest in them and popularity in them rise a bit. You know, our YouTube channel is a bit new. If you're listening to us on the podcast, maybe you want to check out the Hoops and Cards YouTube channel. We also joined Amazon and Audible this week, so you can find Hoops and Cards there. You can recommend it to family and friends to listen to our free podcast. That's great because there's so many different platforms. And I mean, I don't know what you listen on. Maybe you listen on, you know, my dashboard tells me most of you are on Apple Podcasts and your iPhone. But some of you might listen on, you know, Overcast or Google Hangouts. No, not Google Podcasts. Spotify, you know, there's a lot of those things. Now Audible, Amazon, some of the kids are on Twitch. Any of you guys use Twitch? Should I be on Twitch? I don't want to do like 86 platforms and then have none that are like quality. I want to just, man, just the podcast and YouTube seem like the bread and butter. Speaking of bread and butter, I had toast and eggs for breakfast and you're like, dude, get to the episode, get to the things. So I want to talk just for a moment about this week in basketball. Sunday, you've got 5 games on national or global TV, 5 games where the NBA said at the beginning of the season, they made the schedule. They said, these are marquee, like top elite level teams, or at least they have elite level talents. And, you know, if you're looking for players to invest in or moments that could be big and a turning point, and when there are players that have been playing great ball, but maybe nobody's noticed, like they haven't seen them on big primetime television games or playoff games or all-star game type things. There are guys that are like ramping up to take a hold of some of those moments. And on New Year's Day, the first game is the 76ers against the Knicks. Bummer for Sixer fan, right? We're without Maxi. That's not cool. And the Knicks are playing extremely well. the Sixers, you might be like, man, Joel Embiid, you know, another MVP candidate, you know, chase for him. Maybe but for some reason, and centers just don't capture the hearts of fans or the money of card investors like guards and forwards or more high flying, fast moving dudes. Like if they ever did, it would be Joel Embiid and Nikola Jokic, but it just doesn't happen as quickly. So speaking of quickly, dude, the Knicks, yeah, I got to go ahead and pick the Knicks to win since I'm like talking about the game. Julius Randle is playing like an all-star again. And I went out on a limb 2 years ago and said when he was an all-star, his first time in a Knicks uniform, that he was a guy I was investing in and recommending and collecting myself. Still have a few Julius Randle's cards. Thank you, Brett. You gave me one free, dude. Thank you so much. One of our Hoops Plus members and part of the Hoops Plus Discord or Hoops and Cards Discord. Julius Randle, RJ Barrett, Emmanuel Quickley, Obi Toppin. I get questions about the Knicks all the time. Jalen Brunson. And they're putting something interesting together. In fact, as they figure out how to use these young pieces like Quentin Grimes and Mitchell Robinson and Obi Toppin, the Knicks do have the talent to be a playoff team this year. But I'm suspending, I'm putting a hold on buying any Knicks personally. And just, I would just say, watch them, watch some of those guys, because New York's a huge market. Because if they make a playoff run, there will be a spotlight on big game players and big game moments. And Jalen Brunson is so capable of that stuff. So is Julius Randle. I like Quentin Grimes as a cheap buy. I bought a Quentin Grimes Silver Prism rookie for like $3 or $2 the other day. So there are cheap ways to get in on a Knick. But the second game is Lakers-Mavericks, and talk about two disappointing teams. You know, the Lakers dealing with all their drama with Russell Westbrook and then the Anthony Davis injury. Well, they're still fun to watch. They still got Russell Westbrook. They started playing better before AD went down. They've got some young pups like Lonnie Walker and Thomas Bryant and Austin Reeves. LeBron James is the solid buy as far as cards go, or the solid hold at least. I'm not buying LeBron James cards right now. I did some of that in the summer. I'm not recommending them right now unless you want to buy and hold long term on his. But going up against the Mavericks, man, Luka Doncic, awesome. The rest of the team, not so much. Sometimes I'll get messages from Dallas Maverick fan or Laker fan asking me about players down the line on their team. And I can't come out to you and say, yeah, I really recommend you buy some Dorian Finney-Smith. Or you know who's a sneaky play in the card hobby? Spencer Dinwiddie. Now, dude has potential to like eventually be the number two scorer on this team in the playoffs in some big moments. But right now, I'm just not seeing it. And, we just talked about the Knicks. I cannot believe, listen to some Knicks fan podcast, I can't believe they let Brunson go for nothing. Mavericks let him go. But it'll be fun to see Luka against LeBron. That's why they put that game on primetime. Bucks against Celtics. Now, there's a different story. Two top teams in the East, two incredible players, Giannis, Jason Tatum, two great sidekicks on both teams. You've got, the Bucks have Middleton and Drew Holiday, and the Celtics have Jaylen Brown and the famous what's his cheese? Because sometimes his cheese is Marcus Smart. And sometimes his cheese is Robert Williams III. And sometimes it's, what's his, I can't remember. Oh my gosh, they have other Celtic players, don't they? Oh, Grant Williams. Yeah, G. Willie. Yeah, Grant Williams. But I have this season, I have looked at my own collection, my own portfolio of investments and said, you know what? I don't have any like really good Ja Morant. Oh wait, wrong team. Jason Tatum or Giannis, I needed to get those cards. And so I bought a couple of, and this is Gary, I'm going to give you a sad story. I bought a couple of raw rookies of Giannis and sent them into PSA. And the rookies of Giannis are 2013. That's like almost 10 years ago. And I went lower end because sometimes I'm working on a budget and didn't want to go all in on Giannis cards, but I did go in and get NBA Hoops and Prestige. And one of them graded as a 9. So that I was able to, I can't remember if I traded it or resold it or something, but it was, I gained value in that. The other one, the NBA Hoops card didn't do so well. Number 275, that 2013. I got a PSA 7. Yeah, PSA 7. So that might go into the PC because I just want to have a Giannis rookie for long term. And I don't know if I've made any, I could make any money on the flip. In fact, some of you are saying, dude, just crack the case and sell it raw or crack it. I might do that. If any of you guys know how to crack cases, Crooks, I might be calling you up, man. We got to get together anyway. So maybe you can crack the case for me or show me how to just smash it without smashing it. You don't want to crack the case and then ruin the card even more. I mean, it's already didn't get a PSA 8 yet. So anywho, Jason Tatum, I did the same thing with. I bought a cheap Donruss rated rookie. I saw it in person. And I'm like, I'm sending this in $15. You know, that deal on grading at PSA right now is awesome. It's these grades for me more than pay for themselves. I got one group sub in the mail yesterday. It was mail day. Today, got a notice that I'm getting more in the mail, you know, another package. So another, 15 cards, curds that I can't wait to show you guys. So the next game is Memphis and Golden State, and Golden State without Steph Curry. So your relatives that are like, I can't wait to see Steph and Clay and Dre, and like, it's not going to happen. You're going to watch Jordan Poole. You're going to watch James Wiseman. Here's another tease, man. Like, especially when it's one of these young rookies and everybody's like trying to find the hot name. I know that there are times when I sound the alarm on a guy that's lesser known. That's one of the fun things about doing a podcast and being in a conversation with a lot of you. Like, who's the next Maxi? Who's the next Bane? Who's the next Halliburton? Well, I'm kind of not looking at any of the Golden State young players. And this isn't just Gary saying, I'm a Cleveland fan. I don't like Golden State. I'm not over the 2017. Like, I mean, all that's true. But I'm like Kuminga, Moody, James Wiseman, you know, okay. You know, none of these guys look like they're going to get serious playoff playing time anytime soon. And if I'm looking at Golden State Warriors who have a chance to gain in value, I guess I'm looking more at short term. Hey, if you want to buy a good Steph card while he's out and then sell it when he comes back, I don't blame you. That's a good idea, you know, especially knowing he's going to lead them to another playoff, some sort of appearance. And he's got all-star, you know, as long as he gets back in time, he's going to be an all-star. I don't see why not. The other guy I would be curious about right now is Mr. Jordan Poole. And I haven't loved Jordan Poole because he's in that same class with other guys that I just focused more attention on, namely Darius Garland, Ja Morant, you know, and just waiting to see what Poole is in Golden State long-term. Is he a long-term starter for somebody, or is he going to be sixth man? I feel similarly about Tyler Hero, like now that he's starting, great for him. But like Jordan Poole, while Curry is out, is getting a lot more run. And so his card value, you know, I think would be a good play or good worth considering. I would do the same with him. I would wait, and my PSA results are telling me be far more detailed, specific, tough when I look to grade a card before. You know, I want to grade it before I send it in. I want to say, I don't see any like weird scratches or smudges or dimples. I don't see any like bendy things. I don't see a print line. And neither do five of my friends. Like, I show it to Larry and Matt and Carla. I show it to Brandon and Anthony and Dave and Mike and all you dudes at Shag Sports Cards. Shout out to your breaks, you breakers. Some of you message me and you're like, hey, where can I find some decent breaks? I don't, you know, I'm tired of losing money buying all these wax boxes myself. Where can I find some breaks? Check out Shag Sports Cards on YouTube. They do some good stuff and some regular breaks. So shout out to you guys. Why am I saying I would want other people looking at my cards before I submit them? Memphis, though, against Golden State. Now, they know how to pick young talent. Like, they know how to find the guys. And they're such a fun team to watch. And they're near the top of the West this season without having their big three or their big four playing together very much. I don't know if they've played together at all. Desmond Bane, Jaren Jackson, Ja Morant. You're like, what? I thought you were going to say Santi Aldama, Zaire Williams, and Xavier Tilt. No. I know you guys like to prospect. I know you're like, come on, man. You know, mention my guy. I don't know who your guy is. I like Ja Morant as this season and the rest of his career to be just a, I'm not going to say Kobe, I'm not going to say Michael, I'm not going to say Allen Iverson. I'm just going to say Ja Morant is awesome. He's awesome. He's a leader. And Memphis is great. This is the other thing. Memphis is great at identifying young talents and making good deals, you know, to put around a guy like Ja Morant. So getting Bain, he is not a sidekick to anybody. He's like a second piece in a big three that they're hoping includes Jaren Jackson Jr. So I like Memphis. They should be fun to watch. I have bought, okay, I have a chunk of Jaren Jackson Jr. cards and a chunk of Ja Morant cards and a chunk of Desmond Bane cards. I'm not really buying many more of those. For Christmas, I did, is it too early to say what I got for Christmas? It's not even Christmas. Never mind. I'll just say it has something to do with the Desmond Bane Silver Prism PSA 9 for $30 on eBay, like I'm winning an auction. I other than that, I'm not going to say much about it. The last two teams that play on Christmas Day are the Suns and the Nuggets. The Suns and the Nugs. And the Suns are a frustrating team right now. So frustrating. Cam Johnson out. Jay Crowder holding out. DeAndre Ayton is like the one consistent dude, right? Chris Paul up and down, you know. Devin Booker, great, but I don't see any new horizons for him. I don't see him getting any new accolades or new achievements. I just see him being a, you know, 25 to 30 point scorer on a playoff team that has been there already. So Devin Booker, but look at them Nuggets. Look at Denver. Look at the Joker. Look at the 27 rebound game and the triple double and say, if he wins a third MVP, number one, it might be fully deserving. Number two, he's doing it again without a healthy Michael Porter Jr. And number three, gosh, there is no number three. I just like the Joker. I really like him. And yet, dude, I said earlier, the center's card values aren't great. The center's card markets do not rise quickly. People do not chase after and search for centers. In fact, it would not surprise me if I heard, or if you said, or if market movers told me, hey man, the most increased value of a Denver Nuggets card or a player's cards over the last 9 months or whatever, wouldn't surprise me if you said it's Bones Highland. Nashawn, if you want to win the trivia questions on your, you know, Jackbox TV quiz games, it's Nashawn Bones Highland. And, you know, sometimes I look at his box score and watch his game and I'm like, that kid's awesome. Look at those stats. He had 27 again. Look, he's showing the potential. Some of these guys just need to play more and get more consistent and play better on the road. You know, there's all those rhythms and things. Other games he'll show up and it's like 4 points, you know, 18 minutes, three fouls, you know, Bones. Come on. He just gave us bare bones. We need like some meat on the Bones Highland. You know what I'm saying? We need some wings. Hope you're getting some. Do you guys eat wings for Christmas? Man, jerseys, Buffalo Wild Wings. I love wings. But guys, once I start talking about wings, it is time for a break. So after the break, we're going to talk about five buys. Yes, this did say five buys for right now, as you're like sitting on the couch freezing in northern Michigan. Right now, five buys are words of encouragement from Gary at Hoops and Cards. Back in a minute. All right, so we're back, Hoops and Cards. This is Gary again with you. And hey, thank you so much for listening out there or watching, you YouTubers, YouTube streamers. Let's do this. Like, subscribe, smash the like button, you know, whatever it is. Whatever you do on YouTube, I'm new to this. I'm new to this whole gig. So thank you, Basketball Forever, for the little YouTube background up here. And thank you to all of you for listening, subscribing, liking, all those things, recommending to your friends. I love that. Thanks to a lot of you who messaged me in the last 3 days, really, and said, hey, give me some Maxi. So we mailed out some Tyrese Maxi cards and some Anfernee Simons. You know, there's another guy who his averages look great, but sometimes he disappears because Damian Lillard says, it's my life, Simons. I'm taking over, baby. You go sit your little 2018 emergent prism base 50 cents or less. Go sit down. You know, Damian Lillard takes over. Yeah, so I want to give a few Christmas shout outs and then play one, but thank you to our listeners. You can always message me. I love knowing where you're from. And if you started listening to our show recently, man, we want to encourage you. We want to help you out. There's a lot of negativity. There's a lot of critics. There's a lot of people in any hobby, really, or any walk of life that, you know, sometimes they speak down to you or they speak over your head. And all they want to talk about is, this card sold for $700,000 on Ken Golden's 46th auction. And look at what a book. Like, great. I'm grateful for what all the big deals are doing for the hobby. I just don't want to listen to it on my podcast every day. You know, all that to say, I'm here with you in the weeds, in the realities of everyday life. Sometimes you have money to buy cards. Sometimes you don't. Sometimes your cards sell and you got a profit and a good story to tell. Other times you're like, crap, am I really going to dump this? Am I selling this at a loss again? You know, this player I just bought in on is hurt for 6 weeks. Like, I've got the stack of maxis staring me in the face going, you know, and I'm like, he'll be back. He'll be back. No worries. We got to take the long game. I just want to encourage you. Hang in there. Stay with us. It is fun. It is worth it. But remember why you're doing it. It's about basketball and it's about the NBA and a hobby too that is fun, that is a blast. And find the cards that you love and that you enjoy. Like my friend Brad, I got a shout out from Brad. I want to play this here. I'm going to try to play this here on the YouTube channel. Again, I'm new at this, so you know, hang with me. But this is a shout out call I got from my friend Brad, who just started listening to Hoops and Cards, what, like a week ago? You know, we hit up the town tavern and then all of a sudden we start talking about podcasts and PSA 10s. And here's his call.
So I have about an hour drive this morning and I'm wondering, how am I going to educate myself? How am I going to make myself better? Mm-hmm. Don't even need to ask that question. I went to Hoops and Cards this morning. My man G Wood at Hoops and Cards, thanks for educating me, making me smarter, making me better. I'm using the Market Movers app. I'm on eBay.
Yeah, you are.
Copped an Evan Mobley Revolution PSA 10 on eBay the other night for $21.
Mobley's playing well.
All in, thanks to Hoops and Cards. Keep it coming. You are fresh.
I love it, Brad. Thank you so much for that that shout out. And you guys can always send me a message, record a message even at anchor.fm. Like, I used to give out the link. I'll put that in the show notes, guys. I'll put that in the show notes. But I love hearing from you at Hoops and Cards on Instagram or Gary at hoopsandcards.com. That's my email address, Gary at hoopsandcards.com. I want to shout out to Caruso, Jeffries, Josh, Honus, all of my friends, Mark our trip down there in the 614. Or is it 740? I don't know what it matters. It's near Columbus. We all know that. All my friends that are listening to the show, Nathan Miller, dude, you rock. Thank you to all my new friends in the hobby. Paul, you are incredible as far as an encourager and friend and co-content creator. We're doing the Sports Card Strategy Show about basketball live on January 2nd. Love for you guys to check that out. All right, so let's get to the five buys. Ready? Five buys for collectors and investors of basketball cards right now. And I mentioned I'm not doing the traditional list. I'm not going, oh, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander or John Morant. Like, you guys already heard me say those names. And if I had done a list, it would have been those five guys. LaMelo, Joker, Yaren Jackson, and Siakam. No, buy number five would be eBay gift cards. Buy eBay gift cards for a friend of yours in the hobby. I don't get any, like, publicity from eBay or saying this, but or buy an eBay gift card for yourself and use it in the future. I don't know what you do, but if someone's asking you what you want for Christmas or what you want for your birthday, and you know, if you told them cards, they're going to go out and buy some, you know, NBA hoops hanger pack from, you know, 2018. And you're like, you spent $40 on it. You know, like, eBay gift cards would be the safer play for gifts and maybe for your future. And when I wrote that one down, I was thinking, you know, a lot of us, we have spent what we're going to spend. I'm cash poor and card rich because it's NBA season. The first third of the season, I bought and graded a bunch of cards that now I just need to, like, hit pause on the buying season You can still find some awesome deals. Go for it. But I'm saying I'm personally hitting pause on buying season. And so an eBay gift card might be like, look, I'm going to delay this until a future moment. I'm buying this or I'm getting this gift card from somebody. Anyway, five buys. Number four, buy. Nothing. You don't have to buy. You have my permission, friends, not to buy stuff this week. In a hobby, in a collection, in a market where there's news every single day. Oh my. You know, Contender's Optic dropped. Oh my, this card sold for. Did you see how cool that card is? That card's only like numbered to 10. Oh, like you're going to get it whether you watch Breaks online with Pac-Man or you listen to our podcast or any others or you go to a card show or you're just looking at your cards. There's something inside us that's saying, get more, buy more cards, get more. Oh, and we always want, this is, from a song I heard a long time, we always want what we can't have, right? Or we always want what we don't yet have. Guess what? Maybe you just need to buy nothing and celebrate what you do have. You know, display your cards, celebrate your cards, look at your cards. This is for you that already have like this idea that I can never be content with what I've got. I have to get the next, the biggest, the fastest rising. Part of me, arrived at this place after saying, I still feel really good about the players I'm invested in from last rookie season. I'm talking Bane, Maxey, Halliburton. Those are my big three. Okay. And I for a while I was like, I got to find the next one. No, I mean, I did, but I didn't spend much on those next ones. You know, I said, I'm going to ride what I've got for a while. And I'm going to wait to see how these other guys play for a season or two. There is no rush, especially if you collect recent basketball players, recent basketball rookies, current active players. There's literally no rush in this hobby at all. So you might want to operate that way. And maybe I've done that for 2 years. So I'm like, it's okay to slow down. It's okay to hit the pause button and buy nothing. Or if you need to buy something, buy a good slice of carrot cake at Hartville Kitchen. That carrot cake is insane, you guys. It's so good. If you don't like carrot cake, go for their get a cinnamon apple fritter from anywhere. They're so good. Number three, five buys. Number three recommendation: buy perfect gem mint rookie cards. Okay, perfect centered sharp rookie cards. This means usually only when I'm buying in person, or if you got a deal on some amazing cards. So you got a deal on a Kobe Bryant Topps rookie. You know, from 1996, that's his year. And you go in and you're like, man, I got the lowest buy on that card in 6 months. But you didn't even look at all the pictures. You didn't zoom in. You didn't ask the seller, can you send me more pictures of this? Hey, is that a dot I see? Is that a print line? Is that a crease? It made me think of Cobra Kai. Is that a crease? If you just bought something on eBay because it was cheap, dude, first of all, I'm talking to myself. I did that recently. I even did that in person. I bought an Evan Mobley Optic Blue Velocity card that I'm like, yeah, that's a really awesome card. Then I get home and like, did I see that little crease before I bought? Bro, buy perfect, buy only. This is for your future. Unless it's like I've got a Bazooka LeBron card rookie, you know, from 2003 that does have a big crease. But I got it for like 10 bucks and it's great in a display case. It just looks cool. But other than that, like other than the cards you really just like looking at and having, buy centered, sharp cards that could possibly 10. You know, if you catch Greater Jerry at, on his best days at PSA and he drops you a 10, you're not surprised because that card is awesome. So buy perfect looking cards or don't buy at all. Number two, buy cards you love. Buy cards you love. This isn't rocket science. Like, I can't believe that people still listen to my podcast. I get on here and say, buy stuff you like, buy stuff that's going to go up. I help us find it. Like, I learn from all of you and try to share the love, share the knowledge. But buy cards that you love, cards that you would enjoy having. In fact, for me, that's kind of where I've collected other Cavaliers, Cleveland Cavaliers players. I got recently a Larry Nance rookie, Larry Nance senior autograph card. Well, I watched Larry Nance in the 80s when I was in high school. And so that's a cool connection point for me to have a Larry Nance autograph card. Or right now when, you know, friends send me cards of Chris Middleton, or I bought a Chris Middleton Brushstrokes autograph card from Court Kings recently. And it's just because it's a cool card and it's a player that I'm collecting. And if that card goes down in value, guess what? I don't care. I've got a card that I love. It's over there. It's on display. That's part of this hobby, like collecting cards you like. So if you're saying, Gary, does that mean that I have your permission to buy players that nobody else likes? Yes. Yes, you can go ahead and buy Kyrie cards all day. You can buy Chris Paul stuff, even when the world is saying what a you know, cheap, foul prone, you know, guy, stuff that he does. Yes, go buy all the cards that you like. But just know that maybe someday this happens to me too. I realize, oh, I don't like that card as much as I used to. Now I need to sell it. Oh crap, it's not worth anything. Like, that's happened. So I do try to have some overlap. I try to buy a card that I think will have some resale value. And I don't, you know, hey man, if I am investing in and collecting players, for the most part, they're decent players. If it's backup players, you know, on the Orlando Magic, and I just like having cards of that guy, like Chetty Osman for the Cavaliers. Chetty, that's what they shout when he makes a three. Chetty Osman makes a three. Or Chetty Osman cards, like you can get those for free or for 10 cents at a lot of card shops. So don't go spending lots of money on those guys, but just buy cards you love, right? And then number one, countdown, eBay gift cards, buy nothing, buy Perfect Jimmy cards, buy cards you love. I'm going to pull one out of left field. I'm going to pull one out of the red zone here. Playoff quarterbacks. That would be my number one. Playoff quarterbacks. They should probably match the other criteria of like, a good card you like, playoff pro football. I don't usually talk about football, but I am right now. I'm saying, look, it's late December. You've got five or six guys named Joe Burrow, Patrick Mahomes, Jalen Hurts. You know, he might rest this weekend, but Jalen Hurts, there are a number of these guys, Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, pro football playoff quarterbacks are going to have a chance as they progress in towards the Super Bowl. They're going to have a chance. Their cards are going to go up the more they advance. Last year, this happened with Joe Burrow, of course, because he went to the Super Bowl, right? A lot of people bought in. But then in early February, when they qualified for the Super Bowl, and it was like, man, how many Super Bowls is Joe Burrow going to get to? And man, like, you got to buy it now before he wins one and adds that to his resume. Like, absolutely. Absolutely. So there are players like Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen. There are players like, maybe I shouldn't say Lamar Jackson because they don't have the best record right now. I should be saying Joe Burrow, Mahomes, Josh Allen, and Jalen Hurts. While they're still affordable, I like those as deals. I like those as buy and grade and sell in 3 weeks. But I also like branching outside of basketball once in a while. That was my way of saying, look, guys, it's okay to put basketball buying on hold unless you find a card you love that's a perfect 10 and you're going to make some money on it someday. Put things on hold. Focus on the things you love and enjoy the cards you have. So all of that to say, I hope you guys have an awesome Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Whatever it is that you celebrate, or if you want something to celebrate, hey, we were watching movies at our house. I did a list of my top six Christmas movies. They include It's a Wonderful Life, Christmas Vacation, Elf, Rocky IV, which is totally a Christmas movie. Come on now. Fight date been set yet? December 25th. It's Christmas? It's in Russia? Yeah, Rocky IV. Die Hard, baby. Welcome to the party, pal. And then Home Alone. Those are our favorite Christmas movies. I hope you guys have an awesome week. Thank you again for listening. This has been Gary at Hoops and Cards. If you want to use that Hoops and Cards code at Market Movers or Sports Investor, or wait a minute, marketmoversapp.com. You want to use it there, you get a deal. Nooffseason.com on their premium content. Use Hoops and Cards, you get a deal. But I just want to say thank you for listening. It has been a great year. I'd love to hear from you again this week. Shout out on Instagram at Hoops and Cards. And enjoy your games. You guys enjoy the NBA tonight, Toronto against Cleveland. I'm all in. Let's go.
Morant going right at Conley. Jared, a three for the lead. It's in with 5.7. Jared Jackson Jr. triples the Grizzlies into the lead.
All right. Take care now. Bye-bye then.